sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So before I start the sermon today, I do have a note of confession that I did get a call this morning that Jenny wasn't going to be at worship today. So these are Jenny's words mixed with a little bit of Brian Foote. So that's the sermon that you're going to get today. So it's beautiful. So thanks for understanding. Friends, I can't tell you the number of times that I've had a conversation that goes like this. Now, to set the scene, the conversation is most likely going to take place after a funeral or after worship here in the sanctuary, when I'm doing something very pastorally, and someone will come up to me and tell me they've heard a lot about Old Sabbath, and that they're thinking of coming here for worship. And they usually tell me how they've been away for a little bit, and they're so excited to come back, and they really want to give OSU a try. So, of course, I always invite them to join us, and I tell them they can find us here at 10 a.m. or on Facebook Live every Sunday morning. And then this happens. They look to see who else is around. They lean in a little bit, and they say, "You know," they whisper. They say, "You know I'm Catholic, right?" And it goes a little bit something like that. They'll say, "You know I'm Catholic, right?" And they lean in and say that lower, and they say, I'd love to visit your church, but I don't know if I fit in here. I don't know. I'm coming from this background. I don't know what that looks like." And then Jenny and I, because this has happened to us both, usually lean in again and say, "Don't worry. You'll be in great company here at Old South." Right? Yes. You see, people come here to Old South from a variety of different churches and different traditions. That's one of the things that makes our church so special. It's actually pretty rare, at least since I've been here in the last year, and I know since Jenny's been here in the last 15 years, that to have people join our church who have already been involved in the United Church of Christ. It does happen, but it's pretty rare. So I think that says a lot about our diversity of where we have come from in our spiritual traditions. I didn't regularly grow up in the United Church of Christ. My family, we went to so many different churches, so I kind of hopped around to different churches. So I got a variety of different experiences when I was growing up. But this diversity of religious heritage is one of the reasons why we're very explicit during the sacrament of communion that we have an open table. And now Jenny was telling me the story about when she started here at Old South, way long back ago in the year 2007. When she started here with Reverend Carey, they were going over the worship service and trying to plan out how to do a communion. And Terry said to Jenny that the one thing, you can make the service however you want, the communion service however you want, but the one thing that has to remain in this service is the end line that says, "We have an open table for all who come here at Old South. No one will ever be turned away from this table." And so that's the line that remains in our communion service. And when I started here as well, Jenny and I were going over how we do communion, and we both expressed the importance of keeping that line in our communion service so that all will know that there are no barriers between us and God at this table. All are welcome at our communion table, just as they are. This open table, this extravagant welcome is really important. It's a really important part of who we are as a church. We are the church that never wants to place a barrier between God's love and grace. And we believe every single one of us are children of God. And that's also true with our baptism. We have an open font for baptism. Many parents who choose to have their children baptized here are not members of our church, but we would never turn them away because we are the church of extravagant welcome. We are a community of faith firmly grounded in the love of God, a love that knows no bound, a love that wants to catch all people in whatever nets they find themselves in. So having an open table for communion and an open font for baptism are just two of the ways that we love out loud here at Old South. But there are some people that wonder how our extravagant welcome really is. How welcoming are we? They wonder if our openness really includes them. And so when Jenny and I were talking, she gets emails all the time from parents that, and it will probably start out like this, like, hey, this might be a long shot, but I don't know if I am welcomed to have my child baptized here. I've been turned away by other churches. Will this work? And to their surprise, they get an email back from Jenny that says, of course, you are welcomed here. Whatever your family looks like, you are welcomed here to have your child baptized with us. And so I think about what it must be like to be on the receiving end of an email like that, to be turned away in other places, but be told here that you are loved and welcomed here, just as you are. Friends, that is such a gift and a blessing that we get to give away to all people. But it still breaks my heart that people even have to ask that they have to be baptized here, right? I think that just goes to different church experiences that others have had in the past. There's so much hurt and pain that people have been through. And so we want all to know that this is a place where you can bring that hurt and that pain, that God sees that hurt and that pain, and that we love each other into wholeness. You know, my personal philosophy of the church is that it should be a hospital, right? We don't come here with our most perfect selves. We come here in whatever state we find ourselves in. And we don't always have to have it all together. I like to put, you know, I don't think Planet Fitness deserves the judgment-free zone. I think that should be on the church, right? I want to claim that for the church. I mean, that's probably a copyright infringement, but it's okay. I think the church should be a judgment-free zone. And as many of you know, we officially began the open and affirming process back in December 2020. We called together an open and affirming task force, and they had their first meeting in July of 2021. And over the past year and a half, the ONA task force has led our church through a variety of roundtable conversations and educational programs so that we could discern together and adopt an official open and affirming covenant. Now, the first question many people have asked throughout this process, and I'm sure you've asked it yourself, was, aren't we already open and affirming? I thought Old South has always been that way. And the simple answer to that is no, we are not officially an open and affirming church. The church did vote to allow same-sex marriage in the sanctuary back when gay marriage was first became legal in Massachusetts, and that was such a huge, significant step towards becoming open and affirming. But the open and affirming process involves voting and an official ONA covenant that has language making our church's affirmation of the LGBTQ+ community explicit. So let's take a look at the ONA covenant we're considering for approving at our annual meeting in a few weeks. And you'll find a copy of that covenant in your bulletin. It's lavender. And I will read it. It reads, whoever you are, whomever you love, wherever you are on life's journey, you are welcomed here. We, the people of Old South Union Church, affirm our whole congregation. We commit to celebrate individuals and their families in all their forms, inclusive of race, ethnicity, class, sexual orientation, gender, identification and expression, physical and mental capabilities, and religious heritage. We recognize that God has not placed any of these as barriers that would limit leadership and participation in our church. Our outreach and ministries are accessible to all members of the greater community. Shaped by the teachings of Jesus, we intend to live out this commitment through service, study, dialogue, and prayer. You'll notice that the covenant does make our affirmation of the LGBTQ+ community explicit, but it's also not just about sexual orientation or gender identity and expression. It includes a whole list of other things that we affirm here at Old South, including race, ethnicity, class, physical and mental capabilities, and religious heritage. Some of you might be saying, well, of course, we would never exclude anyone from our church based on these characteristics. But what a powerful thing it is to make this explicit and known to all of those who don't know that already about Bold Self. That is what this covenant is for. Think of it as advertising what we do here. People on the street don't know that already. They might have been hurt by the church before and don't know that this is a safe place for them to be. So a statement like this, a statement that will, if approved by all of you, will appear on our website, will be made explicit to all of those in the community of who we are and what we are about here at Old South. So this does matter, I believe, and I'm really grateful for the people who spent time writing it, because I think it gets to the heart of what it means to be church together. If you identify as someone who is heterosexual, you've likely never wondered whether you would be welcomed at this church or any church. But for those of us who are part of the LGBTQ community, there are many churches that we have not been welcomed at in the past. I know that's part of my story, and it's part of other stories in this room as well. That's why this covenant is so important to people. So you might not identify with the words written on this page, but know that they mean so much to your brothers and sisters who you are worshiping by right now. This statement lets all people know that they are so welcomed and loved here, and that makes a huge difference. So we're all a church family together, and we never want to place any barriers between us and God, and that's what catching people in their nets looks like. That's what Jesus did, and we're trying to model that. Jesus was calling his disciples to be fishermen of people. They left the biggest payday of their, these are fishermen, they left the biggest payday of their life to follow Jesus. So they didn't even know where he was going. I don't know, they were leading, this was a guy that was teaching radical things, leading them into a really weird places and spaces that they have never gone to. And that's the radical call of Jesus. He calls us into hard spaces, but we don't do that alone. We are following Christ, and following Christ's example of love and kindness and compassion. So that's what this covenant is about. And so today, after worship, if you want to learn more about this covenant, I would invite you to come downstairs, grab a bite to eat, and then come downstairs to Friendship Hall, where my friends from the ONA Task Force will be gathering to take feedback on this covenant. There's still time to talk about this covenant and what it means to you. So I invite you to come downstairs and hear from the team that wrote this, so that we can be ready for our annual meeting together to vote on it. So that will be happening right after coffee hour today. I invite you to come down to Friendship Hall. I want to close with this Tibetan saying that goes like this. Wherever you are fully loved, that is where you are home. It's my deepest hope and my dearest prayer that Old South Union Church will always be a place where everyone feels seen, affirmed, loved, and yes, at home here in this place. So may we continue this hard and holy work together, because we are the church. Amen. Our closing hymn is titled The Summons, and that can be found as an insert in your bulletin. If you are joining us from home as well, those lyrics will be dropping into the comments down below. Friends, let us join together in singing to our God.